CRI News, I'm Xi Zhi. A coal mine gas leak has left at least 43 people trapped underground in southwest China's Yunnan province. The accident occurred early this morning at the Sichuan coal mine in the city of Chujing. A rescue operation is underway. The local government earlier said a gas explosion had ripped through the mine. The exact number of miners working underground at the time is still unclear.Rescue teams are searching for dozens of people trapped in rubble after a 5.6 magnitude earthquake rattled eastern Turkey, killing at least 7 people. About 20 buildings have collapsed in the city of Van, including a 6-story hotel where dozens of aid workers and journalists were staying. Emergency workers say 23 people have been rescued alive, but that many more remain unaccounted for.Last month, a 7.2 magnitude quake in the same area killed more than 600 people.China is repeating its call to resolve the Iranian nuclear issue through talks. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei made the call following a report of the International Atomic Energy Agency, which says it has obtained credible information that Iran may be developing nuclear weapons.
China opposes the proliferation of nuclear weapons and disapproves of any Middle Eastern country developing nuclear weapons. China has consistently advocated using dialogue and cooperation to resolve the Iranian nuclear issue.
Hong Lei also says China is in no rush to take the matter back to the UN Security Council. Italy's president says Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will resign within days. Giorgio Napolitano also says a new government will be formed shortly afterward. Berlusconi made the decision to step down this week after he lost his majority in a parliament vote. Asian stock markets opened sharply lower today after Italy's record high cost of borrowing renewed fears over the Eurozone crisis. Japan's Nikkei index fell 2.3%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng tumbled more than 4%.And South Korea's Kospi opened 2.6% lower. The falls in Asian markets follow losses in U.S. markets. The cost of borrowing on Italian government bonds jumped to 7% on Wednesday, a level considered unsustainable by economists. The political wrangling to finally create a change in government in Greece is going to be extended into this Thursday. This comes after Greek politicians failed to resolve who is going to replace outgoing Prime Minister George Papandreou.It was widely expected an announcement on the new Greek leadership was going to be made on Wednesday, after Papandreou went on television to announce that his choice for Prime Minister was an institutional figure. That has prompted many to suspect that Papandreou's choice would be the current parliamentary speaker, Philippos Petzonikos. However, it appears the negotiations remain unresolved.An explosion has hit the gas pipeline between Egypt, Israel and Jordan in northern Sinai for the 6th time this year. It's also the first blast since pumping was resumed late last month. The pipeline has been shut down. Rescue work for victims of the massive mudslide in Colombia's central city of Manizales has ended, with 48 people dead and 12 rescued.Colombia has suffered one of its worst rainy seasons in decades, with some 70 people killed and tens of thousands forced to leave their homes. China has expressed concern over the United States' anti-dumping and anti-subsidy probe into Chinese exports of solar panels. The Ministry of Commerce says the Chinese side is strongly displeased with the U.S. attempts to blame Chinese exports for its own sluggish development.A ministry spokesman warns that the probe could damage energy cooperation between the two countries and impede the progress of global efforts to deal with climate change. China's State Council has established a national office to clamp down on infringement of intellectual property rights and counterfeit products. Police have been urging the creation of a cross-regional law enforcement system to help them investigate cases of IPR infringement and fake products.The State Council is also pressing for better regulation of internet-based trade. China's imports and exports in October both dropped from September, as uncertainties in the United States and Europe cut external demands. The Customs Bureau says foreign trade in October fell 8.3% from September to nearly $298 billion. Trade surplus amounted to $17 billion, down 36.5% year-on-year. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Xi Zhi in Beijing.